beautiful out. It's cooled, but cold, but it is really a pretty morning. So good stuff for you. Those voices you are hearing in the background. No, Brian did not start taking any hormone therapy. He's still got the deep pipes.
Over him all day today, aren't you?
We're having fun with each other. He's been mad at me all morning because I vacuumed in here during the show, and it left like a trail of fumes because the vacuum cleaner is kind of old, and I was like, I want my studio kept immaculate, this new studio.
I vacuumed
in the middle of a break, and he was like, as if the pollen outside is not bad enough, now the exhaust inside. I'm like, it's not a gas-powered vacuum cleaner. It's electric-powered. So I don't know. Anyway, Katie and Karen are here from Oakley Village for our positive points on aging, and we're awfully glad to see our friends from over in Lexington and from over at Oakley Village. So thank you both for coming on in here, and good morning.
Good to be here.
And hopefully you're both doing great.
Yes.
And adjusting to daylight savings time, which Karen hates. I don't know how Katie feels about it, but I know from past, Karen can't stand it.
I'll vote for anybody who's willing to change it. I don't care what party you're in.
What is your perfect world? I mean, what do you prefer? Do you like it to get darker early, or do you like it to stay light?
I like it to get darker early because I get up so early.
Right.
And, you know, the sun was coming up at 6 when I was walking my dog up until Saturday. Right. And now it's pitch black dark
now
again.
Yeah, now sunrise is 7:30.
Right. And that's ridiculous. If you have kids going to school, it's dark, and that's not right. And so I hear you.
Yeah, well,
anyway. It needs to be just a little different. I love coming home and having an afternoon where I can get some things done and it's still daylight. So that's the part that I love.
Right.
But I'm not a morning person.
Right.
So yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah, you got to find the perfect combination. Yeah. But Brian and I both like this. Once we adjust to it, we like it because we like it to stay light longer. Yeah. I like that. I like being. I don't leave here till about 6:10, 6:15 every night. It's nice to go home and it's not dark yet.
That's true.
And I'm here all day. And so it's really nice to go home and have some time with the family and not feel like as soon as you get home, it's bedtime.
Right.
So
I tell you, I don't really care where you go with it. Just stick to something and stop changing it. And that's the topic of the conversation.
Yes.
So Katie, take
it
over.
Let's tackle that a little bit because that is something that affects all of us. Our seniors obviously have to adjust to that also, Katie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So daylight saving time, everyone takes about 4 to 5 days to adjust, but 4 or 5 days to adjust on some people are completely different than others. In older adults, or actually in all adults, you need an average of 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night. But that's the same thing for our older adults. Our older adults need just as much sleep, which, you know, they take naps during the day, which unlike these employed people, they have to, you know, work all day. They don't get those naps during the day.
Unless you can climb in your office and close the door.
This is true. Or underneath your desk.
Hide under your desk, yes.
So a lot of the reasons that we don't get enough sleep at night, especially in our older people population, but it's because they're feeling sick. They have pain. Pain makes it hard for them to sleep. Medications can keep them awake. No matter the reason, if you don't get enough good night's sleep the next day, it's because you'll probably be irritable.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have memory problems and be forgetful. And that's fun for our seniors that are already a little forgetful.
Right.
They feeling of depressed, and they have more falls and more accidents because they're not getting a good night's rest.
Well, and you think about it, it affects us all that way. I know that I'm always out of kilter the first few days after we change the time. Mm-hmm. And I have terrible sleeping habits. I have to admit I'm a person who has always slept poorly. And I do know that if I don't get enough sleep and if I'm up half the night, then I'm really in a fog most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Seniors don't do well when they are not sleeping well. And it seems to be a problem. And one of the things that I would like to talk about is the things that happen to seniors if they don't get enough sleep. There are diseases one can get. It's bad for your heart. We were just talking about blood pressure goes up. And it's not just because you're irritable. It's just because you're not getting enough sleep and your heart needs that downtime. You're at greater risk at diabetes. And this is kind of obvious. We were just talking about eating a minute ago before the show. People who don't sleep tend to sit around and eat and munch on junk food, and that's not good for you.
Right. No.
Absolutely. So you don't think about it, but it's true. The risk of stroke is higher. Again, it's hard on your heart if you're not sleeping. diabetes. And maybe it's because you're snacking, but you get a higher risk of diabetes. And then, one, because I am a little more vain than I realize most times, it's bad for your skin. So as we age, we don't want to have wrinkles. But then if you're not sleeping, it causes, it's bad for your skin and lack of collagen and that sort of stuff.
That's true.
And those are things that maybe if you look at one individually, like, eh, but you put it all together, which is often the case for our seniors, and next thing you know, we're developing some serious problems because you open the door, you crack the door open slightly when it comes to our older adults, and that can lead to so many other things if you're not looking after yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, of course, they say to get a good night's sleep is the best way to do it is follow a regular sleeping schedule, which
right. –
if you've had children, you understand that that was the biggest thing that the pediatrician would tell you was make sure that you keep them on a sleeping schedule.
Yep.
That's just harder for some of us.
Yeah.
But if you can get a routine going, that's the best thing to do. During the day, try to avoid taking those naps. And if you take a nap, take it earlier in the day.
Right.
Because if you take it later in the day, you're not going to want to go to bed.
You mean when I go home from work and taking a nap?
Don't do that.
It's not good for me.
That's the hardest part because that's what I want to go home and take a nap. I'm
right.
wore out. So you want to sleep.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then just go ahead and get in the bed. Just sleep. But of course, the average
don't
of seven.
Tempt me there.
I know, but 7 to 9 hours doesn't seem like a long time because I think there's days that most people could sleep 12 hours and be like, okay, well, I think I need to go back to bed for a few more hours.
Right. That's true.
Difficult.
You can catch up on sleep, which is something they don't teach you either, but you can. If you've missed a couple of days of sleep, you can catch up on your sleep,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
Theoretically,
yeah. yes.
You'd like to think that.
I've read that you can. I don't know. You know,
yeah,
Dr. Google again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's legitimate or not. It's probably not a good habit, put it that way.
No,
right.
it's not.
It's not a good habit. Again, just like Katie was talking about, we want consistent, good sleep every
yes.
single night. You don't want to just say, well, I'll get a lot of sleep on Saturday because I didn't get any sleep, you know, Monday through Friday. That's what I do, unfortunately,
right.
is I try to sleep. I find myself more tired on the weekends when I'm not working
right.
than when I am working.
Right.
And I think a lot of that might be adrenaline. I don't know if it's just, you know, got to get it done.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, crash.
Yeah. I absolutely agree yeah. with you. Sometimes I'm standing around Saturday going, why do I feel like I've been hit by a bulldozer today?
Right.
And that happens a lot. But I would imagine you and Brian have strange sleeping habits, too, because you're up so early to be here at the radio station.
Brian just quit.
He just quit sleeping.
Yeah. Brian just stopped sleeping. He's just decided at this point.
Superman.
Insomnia. Well, no, it's not because he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, last night, Brian, I mean, he's working right now on a spot, but he told me in the middle of the show, off air, but he said, you know, why can't I sleep through the night? And I'm like, you know, I said, I said, did you eat something late at night? He's like, no.
Nope.
I said, because that's one of the first things I think of when I have bad night's sleep. It's probably because I eat something spicy or something
right.
late at night that I shouldn't eat or just too late, things like that. But there's a lot of reasons. I mean, when I have something on my mind, that's my biggest thing is
yeah.
I can't stop thinking about.
It's like a ticker.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's sometimes the dumbest things
yeah.
that to. I'll give you an example. Even over the weekend. Jacob had to work at the theater. My son, 16-year-old son, had to work at the theater and had an earlier than usual shift. Well, I said, I'll wash all your, you know, I do all the laundry. So I said, I'll wash all your clothes, your work clothes, because he had worked 2 days in a row. And I said, I'll get up early and wash them. Well, it was Saturday night when we had daylight savings.
Oh.
And so I lost an hour of sleep. And all night I kept thinking to myself, I got to get up early. And early on a Saturday for me is about 5 because I get up every morning at 3:30.
I was going to say, you get up real
now
early.
At 3:30. Uh-huh. So I woke up and I was like, okay, well, is it 5 or is it 6? I couldn't even figure out the time because I was half asleep. Anyway, we're coming back.
Okay.
The positive points on aging.
Mornings with Kev.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by the HGO Group.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Delta Airlines is standing by its outlook for the current quarter, saying demand is holding up. Its update comes after United Airlines predicted it will lose money in the quarter. There's an airline industry conference today with companies offering updates on their business. Volkswagen is planning a $127 billion investment in electric vehicles over the next 5 years. In addition, it will be spending on new technology and expanding its business in China and the U.S. VW has been losing losing market share in China to Tesla and China-based manufacturers. It also revealed plans to build a new battery plant in Ontario, Canada. Women's clothing company J. Jill is reporting higher sales for the recent quarter, though it says higher interest rates and other costs ate into its profit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. They do not care if the value of your retirement is sacrificed. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit.
Hey, Randy Lawson here from the HGO Group, your Medicare specialist. We're a local, family-owned and operated Medicare agency, and simply put, we take the stress out of your Medicare concerns. The HGO Group handles all things Medicare, which includes Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and drug plans. Listen, we don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. We're looking to build a relationship. The HGO Group will walk you through the process and make sure you have the right plan for you. We will be there for you before, during, and most importantly, after you've enrolled. We're local, but make no mistake, we work with 27 different carriers in South Carolina, and we handle all our customer service. Best of all, we won't charge you a penny. We do the work, and we get compensated by the insurance company that best fits your needs. Let's build a relationship. Online, it's thehgogroup.com, or give me a call, Randy Lawson, 851-0219. I'll probably answer myself. That's 851-0219.
Hi, this is Peter Brown, and I believe Columbia is a great place to live, to run a business, and to raise a family. Pam and I have always believed that our children would live out their dreams here, raise their families here, and make their own opportunities here. But for us and too many like us, our children have left Columbia to follow their dreams in other places because Columbia has frankly fallen behind. That's why I'm running for city council, because we can do better. We can make our city great and a model for other cities. I'm Peter Brown, and I'd be honored to have your vote on March 28th.
What's the real cost of senior living in the Lexington, Columbia area? When it comes to quality care, you get what you pay for. And at Oakleaf Village Lexington, our leadership team has many years of combined experience in caring for seniors. Experience matters, and you can trust the experts at Oakleaf Village of Lexington to care for your loved one just like family. And that is priceless. Your loved one deserves exceptional care. So call us at 803-808-3477 or visit us at Oakleaf Village Lexington.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts, use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams, and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
The pipes burst. You're getting the repairs done. Now it's time for your flooring. This is where the flooring department shines. We don't have a huge multi-million dollar showroom, but we all buy from the same manufacturers. So why pay more? We're locally owned and have 30 years experience in the flooring industry, and we stand by our work. Get tremendous customer service and great pricing with the flooring department, 951-3567, or online at theflooringdepartment.com. That's 951-3567 or 951-FLOR. The Flooring Department.
I'm Jeremy Sweet from Sweet's Comfort Services. If you need service or a new system installed that meets the new SEER 2 requirements, you want someone properly qualified, we stand by our work and charge a fair price. We're a full-service HVAC company, and customer satisfaction is a necessity. We even offer affordable preventative maintenance agreements and financing. We're online at sweethvac.com or call us at 803-331-8143. That's Suites Comfort Services, 331-8143.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
During accidents, first heading onto I-20 eastbound, mile marker 71 at that North Main Street exit. I-26 eastbound at the 111 near Highway 1. I-26 west at the 44, South Carolina Road 49. Broad River Road at Briar Gate. Also have a traffic light malfunctioning slow Beltline Boulevard at Cross Hill. All things wild, squirrels, snakes, mice, bats, rats, beavers, even alligators. All things wild gets them out and keeps them out. AllthingsWild.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. 4 times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Good morning and welcome back in on The Positive Points on Aging here at The Point. It is a Tuesday morning. Coming up in about 15 minutes, it's Your Way Home. Erica will be along with that. John's out of town, so it's just going to be Erica and Brian hanging out. In the meantime, we have with us Katie and Karen from over at Oakleaf Village, and we love having them in. We're talking about sleep, and we're talking about the necessity of consistent sleep and the impact of lack of consistent sleep. And that's for everybody, but especially with our older adults, how critical it is for them to consistently get a good night's sleep and to maintain that consistency is not always easy, but it sure is necessary.
It certainly is. And by the way, I am one of those older adults, and I can attest to the fact that I need more sleep than most people.
Well,
just for the record.
I mean, the thing is, as you describe yourself as an older adult, but the fact is, you're still a working older adult.
Right.
So you've got, you're working a full schedule still, whereas when I'm thinking of older adults, I'm thinking of more retirees, someone that, hey, if I get the urge, I've earned it. I'm taking a nap type thing.
Yep.
They can do that when they're at home. That's fine. You want to close your eyes for a half hour, an hour, whatever it is, you're allowed to do that if that's what you want.
Sure.
That's what retirement's all about, is relaxing.
Absolutely.
But when you're in your 60s and your 70s and you're still working, then you don't have those options even when you get the urge. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to make those nights count.
You do. And that's why what Katie was saying, following a regular schedule is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You go to bed at the same time, try to stay in the same record. But talk some more, Katie, about other things that you should do for a good night's sleep.
Trying not to watch television, using your computer, being on your cell phone, your tablet in the bed. And I think, especially my generation, we are always got our cell phones in our face. And that's just a bad habit that we all have.
How many people do you know, maybe even including yourselves, the first thing you do when you wake up is look at it, the last thing you do before you go to bed is look at it?
It is.
Yep.
Now, I use mine as my alarm, one of my two alarms, but I have an old alarm clock.
Yeah.
It's just an emergency backup. When you're getting up at 3:30, you want you need to make sure
you need that.
But the point is, so it is the last thing I look at before I go to bed, because I just make sure the alarm is set properly. And but I'm not sitting there like Facebooking and staring at it. I don't. That's not me. But God bless my bride. But Lainey, yep. I mean, the first thing she does is grab that phone. But the last thing she does is for a whole hour before she goes to bed. She says that helps her wind down. I thought the studies show looking at that phone is actually stimulating brain activity.
It does.
And so that's I disagree with her, but, she sleeps better than I do, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, you can't argue with it, but they even say TV's bad for you, so you shouldn't do any of that. I read on my phone, which is also really not good because the lighting's not the best. You really should read a book, but I tend to read on my phone. So I try to put it down, but I'm not very good at that.
And reading a book is good. Listening to that soothing music, if you can find something. There's sleep apps, which is, again, on your phone, but if you're not looking at it and you're just listening to it, that's a good way of winding down. And a lot of people have to take a warm bath, just like you did with the babies when they were little. Get them in the bathtub. Get them that nice, relaxing lavender lotion.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Like that does help. Putting lavender on your feet helps if you want to do the homeopathic type thing. That's cool, too.
Yeah. So it works. It helps.
Yeah. Well, again, there's things that work for our children when they're real young that might work great. I mean, I know parents that have taken and done laundry and put the kids up
on
top
the
of
the done that before
that
too.
Puts them to sleep. I know taking kids for rides or walks in the stroller can help put a child to sleep. But you know, when you're an adult, there's nobody taking you in the ride for a stroller, and there's nobody.
And don't drive and go to sleep.
Exactly.
That's
not
a good idea.
Yeah, unless you've got the the real new Teslas. Yeah. Probably not a good idea to try to go drive and sleep at the same time either. Yeah. Maybe in the future, but not quite yet. But the point is, create the best sleeping environment you can.
Right. Yeah.
And some white noise is a good idea if that's what helps you relax and sleep through the night. But again, the blue lights of the cell phones and all the – I had to turn off all the alerts because I'm a sports guy. I love sports. Well, I was getting all these alerts from ESPN and CBS Sports.
Yeah.
This just went final. That just went final. And I'm getting all these alerts. And when I got this phone, I had my phone for a long time. It finally died. I had to buy a new phone about 3 months ago. And I'm very happy with the new phone. But – I didn't know how to turn off all the new fangled gadgets on it. And so thank goodness I have two teenagers. I've gotten to that point now in my life where, hey, just do this because I can.
Fix this, please.
Exactly. Just fix this. I'm not, I'm not going to let it ruin my mood. But yeah, again, environment that you sleep in, temperature is very important. Nice cool room is even if you like to bundle up, they tell us that we're supposed to have a nice cool room and then get under blankets if you need to stay warm. But a cool environment and obviously, again, as little distraction as possible to wake you up and not let you get into your REM sleep. And boy, you got to dream. We all have to have a deep sleep. Mm-hmm. If we don't dream, we go crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the studies are against you. I'm just going to interject real quick because not for Christmas or not long ago, Phil gave me this wonderful headset eye covering thing that I can connect to Bluetooth with my phone. And all those Calm apps that you were talking about on your phone, it goes straight into the headset and this eye thing that fits over my head, and it blocks all the light, and I can lay in bed and have this wonderful soothing sound in the background to help put me to sleep, and it really does help. It really is a nice little invention, because my husband snores, and it is horrible, so I can turn this on, and I don't hear him, which is really nice.
Yes, that helps a lot.
It really does.
As long as you can, like I say, sleep steadily and not have it like fall off you in the middle of the night, and next thing you know, you got sound effects coming from under the pillow and all kinds of stuff.
It's called a timer, and you've set the timer, and it goes off.
Sure.
But it's so true. I mean, we really do have to be careful.
Oh, yeah. And my children want a nightlight, or at least my son wants a nightlight or something in his room because he wants light. Well, my husband's complete opposite. Once it pitch black dark, he sleeps better when it's dark.
Right.
So that makes a difference for a lot of folks as well.
Yeah.
Me, I don't care. My eyes are closed. So I don't
bottom know. Line, though, is whatever helps you get a quality night's sleep, find it, use it, and take advantage of it because it affects every other aspect of your life, your mood, your health, your productivity, all that stuff.
Everything.
Yeah. Right. If people want to find more information out about what you're talking about, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
803-808-3477 or OakleyVillageLexington.com.
You're going to have to memorize that, Katie.
She is.
You're going to have to memorize that.
Hey, how long did it take me to figure out the email or the website?
You and Marcia together used to look at each other just like, I don't know what you tell me. Yeah, so whatever it is. Now you got it, and that's great stuff. We love working with our friends at Oakley Village. You guys are tremendous. What you do is remarkable, and your compassion and love for people is just so special, and I appreciate it. And I've experienced it. You know, Katie, you don't know this yet. Except Karen and Marcia have looked after me through situations with my cousin Bob and then with my mom. And just, again, the level of compassion is really, really special.
You don't have to live there for us to help you out, so give us a call.
There you go. That's going to wrap it up for the Positive Points on Aging. That's going to wrap it up for Brian and for myself. But we'll hand it off to Erica in just a matter of moments. She's coming up next with Your Way Home. Have a great day. We'll see you at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive.